Good afternoon, friends. This is Carolyn Evers. You know, I just love being here and sharing with you and hearing your stories, telling you some of mine. It's just a wonderful way to spend a Sunday afternoon for this precious hour, isn't it? Yesterday, I talked about relationships, since it was Valentine's Day, healing relationships, and I thought it was an interesting show. So if you didn't hear that show, when it's up on the archive, you might want to tune into it, because really, isn't life all about relationships? Whether it's how we relate to those at work, in our family circle, in the neighborhood, and so much goes on energetically between people that we meet. Some of what goes on is very obvious to us, and some of it is not so obvious because we're relating to energies that we don't always recognize. Some of these people are individuals that we have met in past lifetimes, and something happens that triggers a response in us that we truly do not understand. And so today I want to talk about something that in a sense is related to this, because it is where we get the answers. In other words, when things are happening in life and we don't understand them, or we feel that for some reason or another we have had our passageway blocked, or we feel like we're in a place that perhaps we're not as happy as we used to be. So something's brewing in the background. And so where do we get those answers? Well, one of the places that we can go to is that spiritual guidance that is especially for us, in a sense. It is our higher mind, that higher aspect of our soul that we need to connect with. I sometimes think we're down here in this world that sometimes seems confusing because there's bits and pieces that we haven't connected to. For one, the memory of our journey has been cut. We come into this planet, and what's happened in the past, what went before, is suddenly snipped away from our memory. And it isn't until later, until we journey along a path where we really start to work on our spiritual path, that we start to remember some of these past journeys. And life becomes a little easier from my point of view. A little bit easier in the sense that we start to understand why a family member might have had a reaction to you that you didn't quite appreciate or understand at the time. Why did they read you wrong? What was it between the two of you that was not healed, that there was a response that you hadn't intended? They misunderstood you, or you misunderstood them. And so where do you go for these answers? And that is why I bring in that higher aspect that is guiding us, because in that higher aspect that is guiding us, that part of us understood and understands why we came. It understood and understands these past relationships that we've had, and it understands and holds the keys to these memories. And from my point of view, it's why it is so important to make a connection with the higher mind and to start working with memory. I mention this because most people understand this as a part of meditation. Yes, it is a part of meditation, but what I hear from so many people, whether it is on my radio shows or questions that they send to Metatron Minutes or questions that I get in the email, there is somewhat of a mystery about meditating. And I wanted to address some of these issues because I believe personally, from my perspective, meditating comes in several different flavors, so to speak. There is an aspect of meditating where you're open to receive from the other side, and there is an aspect of meditating where you are going forth to get answers to your questions. And so you're sort of like a receiver set where you're receiving information and when you're broadcasting information, in a sense. And actually, one pattern doesn't fit all of this. A lot of what people call meditating, where there is a guided imagery, where you relax and you listen to a beautiful journey, something that takes you deep inside and you start to visualize things, that is all wonderful because it relaxes the body, it helps to disconnect from stress. The life that we lead today is so connected to stress that after a while we don't even realize that the body is stressed. We accept it as a normal aspect of who we are. It seems natural until we really start slowing down the body and we start to feel that the body is under stress. And so guided imagery of that sort is marvelous for that. But for the most part, it doesn't really bring in the information to the soul that, or to you who what I call the ego, this person that answers to the name that your parents gave you. And also, it doesn't really help you, for the most part, with remembering past lifetimes, remembering where you've been. And you see why that is so important is it helps you to remember some of these issues that need to be healed. So I wanted to talk a little bit about some of these issues. It's a broad question. And if you have some tapes and CDs that take you on a guided imagery journey, so to speak, this is good because it does relax the body and it does help you get into the state which I call the alpha state, and that is simply how the brain is working, the cycles, electrical cycles that the brain is working on. For instance, we're speaking to one another and that is beta. And the next step to relax from beta is, well, I'll give you an example. How many times have you driven along a road that you're really very familiar with? And you just, it is like an automatic pilot takes over, and you know you're really driving, but somehow you get from point A to point B. You didn't think about it too much, and you're almost what I might call daydreaming. And you get home, and you think, my golly, how did I get here? I'm here already. You were probably cruising along in the alpha state. The mind was disconnected, really, from the current job, so to speak. The body took over, but the mind was someplace else. In this state, sometimes people get answers to questions that they've had. There is a point of inspiration. Another example of being in the alpha state is right before you go to sleep at night. You lie in bed and the body just seems to wind down and it starts to relax. And you could feel the muscles letting go of their tenseness. And it is that doorway before sleep. You're an alpha. That is the state that you need to be in when you sit down and start to meditate. And so, how do you get there? I would say that in the beginning, you need a prop of some sort. Just like the actor or the actress goes on stage or acting before the cameras, they need a prop to get them into a state of mind or a historic period. Some of the props are music. I play music constantly in my office that has been written by Steve Halpern. I'm sure you have other pieces that you can use, but it is a healing music, and it takes you to the alpha state rather easily. And I listen to that a lot. It helps soothe the body. Not only that, the body becomes trained that when you are about to enter into that world of music, it knows to expect something, your intentions. It is trained. It's almost like when you go into the kitchen, you smell something really good cooking. You might not have thought you were hungry before the aroma came from the kitchen, but when you're enjoying that, you realize, I'm hungry. And it is the same way with these props. The body might not have realized that your intent was to sit down and meditate, but you hear that familiar tune where you have tried time and time again to get into the meditative state, and it kind of is like that aroma of good food. The body is being trained. It understands what you are expecting. Some people use candles. They stare at a candle and close their eyes, and then intend to see what that flame looks like in the third eye when they're when the literal eye is closed. And so it is the will that is carrying this imprint. Some people use that. Now we have a caller, and we'll get back to this after we talk with the caller, because I think this is most important today. And your name, please. Hello?
Yes.
Your name?
My name is Suzanne.
Didn't hear you, dear. Would you speak up a little? What is your name?
Can you hear me better
now? I can hear you a little better. Tell me your name.
Okay. My name is Suzanne, Suzanne.
What can we do for you, dear?
I have a question. I have lost hearing, and I am told it is as a result of something in a previous life or something, that I heard something that got me into trouble, so it kicked back again. And I have asked several people if it could be healed, and I'm always getting the answer that not in this lifetime thing. And I also wonder if it's got, anything to do with my mission. Is that why it is working that way?
Suzanne, excuse me for interrupting you, darling, but we have a very poor connection. I don't know if it's the telephone, if it's the internet, and you have a very long question, and I'm really having trouble following it. Can you be kind enough to make this question a little more succinct so I can follow you, dear?
Okay. I have a hearing loss, and I am wondering if it's got something to do with the way my mission is right now and if it could be healed. And also if you see any messages in terms of my mission, what I need to be doing right now.
Well, this is sort of a run-on question, Suzanne. As I said, you have a poor connection with me, and I'm having trouble following it. That first sentence, you said you have what? What do you have that's connected to your mission? I'm not hearing all of your question.
Okay. Maybe I should call from a landline, and that would that be better?
It would be better because I'm having trouble understanding you.
Okay.
Why don't you do that? Yeah. Now, we have, Paul, where are you calling from, the States?
Yes, I'm calling from Chattanooga.
Okay, well, pick up your telephone and call us at 877-876-5227. That's a toll-free number. And I think we'll get a much better connection because you're breaking up and I'm having trouble understanding you.
Okay, I will.
Do that, dear. Thank you. Well, my friends, we were talking about meditating before we had this last caller trying to connect with us, and I'm not quite sure I remember where we stopped on in this conversation, but what I was trying to impart to you is that since memory is cut and we don't have all the pieces, we're trying to understand who we are, where we are, what are our connections to other people, and it's like we have such few resources to go on to solve some of these problems. And so we were talking about meditating, and we were talking about some of the methods, being in the alpha state, and then using some disciplines to soothe the body so that we can really get into the mind and use the mind to start working on some protocols that will help us to connect to our higher mind, that aspect of ourselves that is the higher spiritual aspect, so we can ask, go within, ask these kinds of questions, connect through the higher mind to Source or God, all there is, and find the answers for ourselves. And yes, your caller, your name, please.
It's Suzanne. Can you hear me better?
Much better, much better, much better, Suzanne.
Thank you. Okay, I have basically two questions. One is I have lost hearing, you know, hard of hearing type of thing.
And okay, so you've lost your hearing or
yes,
some hearing. Mm-hmm.
And that is, it seems, related to something rather than just physical, something more involved, like in past life or something. And also, I wondered if you were seeing any messages about what I need to be doing for my mission right now.
Well, how that first part of your question, I would rather you call on a Saturday when Charlene is with me, because that's the type of healing work that she does. And
okay,
we had, she was on yesterday, and so we'll have her on, not next Saturday, but the Saturday after, and she is the perfect one to ask that question for something that has to do with the healing of the physical, and she could give you some better answers as to what the problem might be and what might be done to help facilitate the healing in that. Now, the second part of your question, you're talking about your mission. And what have you perceived what your mission is? What is your mission, Suzanne?
Yes, I've been told by you know, messages and all that kind of thing about what it involves. And in terms of, you know, where I have originated and where I am in terms of soul and different, you know, areas and what I am bringing. And it seems I've got to do something right now, and right now meaning this lifetime and so on.
And what do you think, darling, your mission is? I'm asking you a specific question. Tell me what you think your mission is. Do you have any thoughts of it?
Yes, but I'm also told that it has the thing that I need to unravel has cost me my life before, so I have to be careful on what I talk about it.
Well, you're telling me that you've received messages from other people. And, you know, that's good because I'm sure whoever gave you this information had some integrity about them, but they may or may not be accurate. And that's why I asked you, what do you think your mission is? Do you have any concept, not what someone else told you, but what you feel, what you think your mission is?
Well, I mean, in general, what my mission is, without going into the spiritual aspect of it, is for people to live their potential.
Okay, so you think your mission is to help people to live up to their potential. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have any thoughts as to how you're going to go about and do this?
Yes. What I am is to create communities where people, I'm an architect, and create communities where people connect with each other and the environment. Where they live, work, and because the number one issue of people's need is to be connected and to be appreciated and to be acknowledged. And because that doesn't exist in our world right now, all the craziness is happening.
Well, I would agree with you, and I also think that where mission is concerned, the only way, well, this is my own personal opinion, I think the only way that we can really accomplish our mission is to, number one, to believe in it, to have a passion for it, to have dedication and determination to bring it forth in this dimension. And that's why I asked you, how do you feel, not what someone else tells you, but how you feel. And the reason that I say that, Suzanne, is it is very, in my humble opinion, it is very difficult to become passionate about something that someone has told you. You must feel it. Now, that's my personal opinion, that one must feel that this journey that they're thinking about is right for them. It is difficult to stay dedicated to a cause if there is not the passion and belief there. So that's why I asked that question several times. And so I'm assuming that you believe passionately that that is your journey and that is what you are to be doing. Now, Suzanne, do you have a plan? I think it is a very noble goal that you're talking about. Now, do you have a thought or a plan as how you would implement these thoughts into the physical world? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, I mean, I have that all figured out business-wise and step-by-step, you know, how it is doing. And, you know, it is what I call healing the world one community at a time, you know, globally and all that. And I have all that business plan and all that is, you know, getting step by step in there. But the other thing is I've always felt close to like Native Americans and indigenous people and so on. And
now, might I stop you a moment, because I think this is an important thing, Suzanne. Okay, so you've put together a business plan.
Yes.
Now, where are you along in that business plan? Have you started it?
Yes.
Okay, now you start, you've put together a business plan, you have started it, and where are you in that business plan now? Are you at the point of raising money? Are you at the point of trying to get help from other people to begin the actual work? Are you planning on building a building, buying land, Where are you in that business plan?
I am at this point putting the groups of people together that will form different aspects, you know, of the, you know, from different boards, different advisory groups, and so on.
Well, and that's wonderful. So, and have you had success with that?
Yes, I have to be working harder at it. That's been the thing, because I've been, you know, trying to do too many different things at the same time. Yes.
Well, you see, most people have a problem, as I see it, bringing truth into reality because they haven't set up the steps and then are following the steps. It sounds to me you've made the business plan, you've set up the steps, and now you're at the beginning. It sounds to me like at the foundation where you're bringing in the people to help you formulate this plan. Am I following you? Is that where you are right now?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, now if that's where you are, then what is the next step? Do you feel like you've been held back from fulfilling this plan?
No. I mean, I think it's been the thing is all this thing going on about all these messages I get and all these different things that I am hearing has become kind of a distraction, and that's why I was asking.
Okay, where are the messages coming from? Other people, or are they internal messages?
Well, they are internal, and they are also visionary. I mean, I've, you know, like, seeing things, you know, images that come to me with my eyes closed normally.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say this to you, Suzanne. I think one of the things that we have to be careful about is those who are of the dark, who are not aligned with the light, are trying to interfere with the progress of those who are dedicated to the light. And so I would have this advice to give to you. First of all, if you receive a message that is contradictory to what you believe is the truth, discount it. If you receive a message that is not in total love, discount it. If you receive a message that is in any way causing any kind of confusion, discount it. It doesn't apply to you. A light worker who is starting out, who is opening up their minds and hearts to their visions, must be very careful as to what might slide in with their inspiration.
There are things, the visions I'm talking about, things are things I haven't ever seen before. It's completely different than what is in my physical world or what has
well,
been in the physical world.
Well, first of all, I'm not talking
world.
About your visit, your visions, my dear. I'm addressing what you said earlier is about the things, the messages that you were getting, what you are hearing.
Okay.
And I want to address that first before you jump on to something else. When a person receives a message, and if it is from the spirit world and it is of the light, it will always be in love. It will never confuse. It will never contradict. It will be of assistance. If you get a message that is coming through that you are hearing that does not assist you, that is not in your best interest, that causes confusion, that is dark energy that is coming in and trying to pull you off of your path. And so what I would suggest, where messages that you are hearing, make a diary of them. Actually write it out. The date that you got it, write it out. And then in a quiet moment. You then take one of those messages and you go within and you ask your higher self if that was a truthful message. Was it the truth? You will be surprised if you really put that question to yourself. The body understands, your soul understands, and if you are having trouble connecting with the truth, then pray over it, take some quiet moments, and then ask the question again. This is called discernment. And for people to be discerning today, it is extremely important. And I want to emphasize extremely. Because the dark is putting out a lot of messages that are confusing to people. Do you understand what I'm saying to you, my dear?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Good. It's extremely important. And you see, you're opening up to a mission that you believe in that can help a lot of people. And when people like you are walking that path, discernment is extremely important. Just because you heard it come internally in your mind does not mean it's of the light. Always be skeptical about what you hear. Run it through your filters. Make sure that what you are hearing is truth. Do not accept anything until you have tested it. And this is one way that you test it. Write it out. Meditate on it. And you see, if you have a list of messages that you receive, and okay, you received a message today and it sounds like it could be accurate, but 2 weeks from now, when you go back and you look at it, you say to yourself, well, that wasn't accurate because it didn't turn out that way. So writing it down helps to put your mind in a place where you can analyze what you are hearing and show some discernment over what is coming to you. Do you think you could do that?
Yes, I was just looking at, I think, steps of talking to your higher self, what you can do. So I'll have to work on that, yes.
Yes, you do, and it's very important for you because you're working on a mission that can be good for a lot of people. Now, where you come to visions that you are seeing, this is a little bit different.
Some of the visions involve, things, graphic things. I have no idea. I mean, like lines and circles. And scrolling down, I have no idea. And I'm saying, please, God, either slow down and let me know what this means. I have absolutely no idea.
Okay, well, when you see these things, are you in a relaxed state or are you busy?
No, relaxed, just meditating.
Okay, well, some of what happens in that, Suzanne, is you could be downloading information. Now, do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
Okay. We can download information, and it comes to us from a higher source, and it can come in symbols. It can come in dots and dashes. Do you ever see any dots and dashes?
Do I see what? I didn't hear you.
Dots and dashes.
I still didn't hear you.
A dot, a dash.
Dot.
When you're receiving these visions, do you ever see it in the form of dots and dashes?
Well, they are more vertical lines and circles rather than
mm-hmm.
dash. It's a circle and it's not a dot. It is a circle. and it is like lines, or, you know, vertical lines, few of them, and then a next down the line scrolling is more different. But it is usually lines together in one line and different, and then the another one, and then circles and different, and, you know, it just scrolls
okay,
down.
Okay, what you're saying is what you are perceiving is something that you could draw on paper. You could be downloading information, and when we download information, it takes a while for that information to be integrated into the physical and then to be brought forth to the mind. So I would suggest that when you get some of these visions that are baffling to you, draw them on a piece of paper.
It's too fast. I can't do it fast enough. It's scrolling down, like a computer screen scrolling down?
Yes, it sounds to me like you're downloading information. Now, what you do is in put down the date that this happened. You're going to need to have a little diary, my dear. Put down the date that it happened. And then as it comes down and it is finished, then think about it and then say to yourself, what energy, if any, is surrounding this? In other words, when you have this download, the scrolling, these pictures, how do you feel? Is there any fear surrounding it? Does it make you feel happy? Is there any kind of apprehension? What is your emotional state when this happens?
I'm happy and in awe.
Okay, that is an indication. If you are receiving a vision like this and you are happy and you are in awe, that is, and you see, the body doesn't lie. The emotional system doesn't lie. And so what your body is saying to you, what you are feeling, is an indication that you are receiving truth.
And sometimes the background is, you know, like with the circles and lines, has been like in a, like a Martian background.
Let me ask you a question. Have you connected with your angels?
No.
You know, you have a guardian angel, and
yes,
you have other angels who are working with you. I would suggest that you do some meditating. Try to reach your guardian angel. Your guardian angel is with you, my dear. Connect to her. As a matter of fact, she is standing next to you now. I want you to try and perceive her. Go within for a second and see if you can get this picture of your guardian angel. She has been with you from the very beginning. She understands your path. She understands your mission. And I want you to make a connection to her, and you ask her to help decipher these messages for you. So when I say that, Suzanne, how do you feel? Do you have some sense of this angelic being with you?
Yes, I have something like almost like hugging, you know?
Yeah, of course she's hugging you. She's trying to pass along to you this understanding that I'm trying to give you, is that she is walking with you. She is helping. She's trying to help you understand what is happening in your life. Do you think that you can sit down and meditate and call her in and ask her to help explain these visions to you, the symbols?
Yes.
Okay, I want you to do that, Suzanne, and then call me back next week, and we'll talk about this some more. Do you think you can do that?
Yes. So call you back on next Sunday?
Yeah, call me back Sunday. And then the Saturday after that, you can call when Charlene is with me, and we can help you with the other aspect. But you see what's happening now, my dear. You are just starting to open up to the world of spirit. And it is hard to understand all of that in the beginning. But your guardian angel is there to help you interpret the symbols. That's one of her jobs.
Okay. All right.
You see, God sends this information to people who are here to help others. And it comes in on lines of energy. And it is integrating, it becomes integrating into your, integrated into your consciousness. And right now you're having a little bit of a problem understanding that. But it's okay. You're opening up and you are learning.
Well, I went through, 2.5 years ago through what's called direct experience and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And, but then I wouldn't accept it, so it took me close to 2 years before I, it's been more than 3 years, sorry, it was in 2005, June. So.
You just weren't ready then. You see, everything is about timing. Don't think about the past, think about the present. You weren't ready then, that's all. You're ready now. So this week, I want you to meditate on this. I want you to connect with your guardian angel. And you've already felt her hug. You will be able to meditate with her, and she can help you with the symbols. And then you call me back next week and tell me how it went. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Bye.
And so, my friends, our number here in the U.S. is 877-876-5227. We have about 10 minutes yet. And I would like for you, if you would like to receive the messages from my Yahoo group, go to my website, carolynevers.com. There is a place on the very bottom for sign up. And I send spiritual information to people every day. Could be information from the Akashic Records. Could have to do with ascension, with the political scene, with things that are going on in the world. I think if you joined that group, you would find a lot of really interesting information coming your way. Also, we have a free newsletter at www.MetatronMinutes.com. The newspaper is marvelous. There's some past issues that is on the website that you can read. These are questions that individuals have sent to me, and I have asked Lord Metatron for the answers, and that's what's in that newsletter, and you can sign up there for the next issues coming out. And your name, caller?
It's June.
Hi, June. What's happening, Dawn?
You know, on one of the conference calls, Mary Magdalene came through real strong a little bit ago.
Well, if you're talking about the last conference call, that was Mother Mary and not Mary Magdalene.
It was previous.
Oh, yeah, she's been there. They're all interesting, aren't they?
And I was so prompted to start a women's prayer circle after that.
I love it. What a marvelous idea.
And so how
would you do this, June?
Excuse me?
How would you do this?
Every other Monday, we would, it's all in place. I went to get the studio I wanted to rent. I've got probably 10, 12 women that want to do it. Start with prayer, circles, singing, raise the energy, do
love
a check-in. And then do it with the cycle of the year, like it's early spring, so we're going to pick what we want to manifest for the year, like we're gardening.
Love it.
I'm just wondering if Mary Magdalene has any definite things she wants me to do within this circle. I mean, I'm just looking for some guidance, and she inspired me. She's the CEO of the group.
Oh, she's the CEO. Sounds good to me. Let me see if I can call her in and see what she might have to say.
Thank you so much.
She has appeared to me as she has appeared in the past, and maybe this is how she was dressed when you heard her. She was in white, or she is in white right now, and she has a little birdcage in her hand with a dove in it. Did she have a dove that day? When
I don't remember a dove, no.
Yeah, well, she's come a couple times with a dove.
Okay.
And she's there with this birdcage in her hand, and she's got this dove. And she's asking me to look at the dove, and in the dove's beak there is a little olive branch. And what she is saying is, this is the dove of peace, and she wants you to accept this gift from her.
Mm.
Because what she is saying is, yes, you have been inspired by her to do this group. And what is at the basis of this is, of course, as you know, June, the nobility of the female, but
mm-hmm.
it is also to bring the dove of peace within their hearts. And what
mm-hmm.
she is saying is, for so long, so many women have been in turmoil as to what their role is, because they have been living in this world that is dominated by in so many situations,
mm-hmm.
the male energy that has kept them from bringing forth that beauty of the divine feminine.
Mm-hmm.
And so what she is saying here is that your real mission here, all that you are structuring is wonderful. They are
mm-hmm.
wonderful ideas, but the basis of it is to bring forth the peace and the resurrection of the divine feminine within
yes.
the female mind and heart.
Yes. Just jumped out of my chair.
And she is saying that all you need to do when you have a meeting is for you and all of the women to make a circle, to
mm-hmm.
hold hands, and
mm-hmm.
to call on her. And she
mm-hmm.
will come in the midst of you, and you will be able to channel her to the group.
Mm. Mm. Blessed be.
Think you can do that, darling?
I will do my best.
No. Don't want to hear
okay.
that answer. Don't want to hear it. I asked you, do you think you can do that? Don't want to hear do your best. Do you think you can do this?
Yes.
There you go. The answer is yes. And how you come forth with the yes answer, June, is to trust. Trust yourself, trust her, and trust the image of the divine feminine, and you can always say yes with enthusiasm.
Blessed be.
So how does that make you feel, darling?
I feel blessed. I feel blessed and guided, and finally I understand all this energy I've had about finding my divinity and helping other people. I mean, that's all I want to do, is really feel like I am the child of the Creator. That's all. You know what I mean?
Of course.
I really want to have that feeling.
She will be there in the midst of your group, and she will guide and direct you, and you will be able to bring forth her voice to the women who have joined you.
Wow. Yeah, I feel like we're old friends somehow. And this is like a reuniting, you know?
How about friends of long standing instead of old friends?
Yes.
I don't want to be known as an old friend.
Okay, long standing. Yes, it feels like a reuniting.
Of course it is. Why do you think you came, darling?
To help bring her back?
Of course.
And for all of us to recognize that we're divine children of the Creator, right?
Exactly. You got it together.
Oh, with your help, so much help from you in this group.
I'm pleased.
And when I get lost, I just re-listen to one of the calls, and it just brings my energy from, like, you know, 5 to 500.
Isn't it wonderful?
You've brought so much light to my life.
It is. Just imagine people being able to pick up a phone and hear those in spirit, the advanced masters, coming and talking to them. And while we're talking about this, June, I would like to suggest to any who are listening, if you haven't joined any of the conference calls, go to www.metatronminutes.com and sign up for one of the conference calls.
Yeah,
which
one? Uplifted.
The energies are just remarkable, aren't they?
Even if you listen to it 2 weeks later, my energies are lifted.
Isn't it wonderful how
it's
this can
wonderful.
Happen? Yeah,
you look at the newspaper and all that news, and then I listen, you know, and I go kind of start thinking, and then I listen to the tapes and the messages, and my energy comes right back up.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
I just feel blessed. I humbly feel blessed.
We're all blessed. All I can say is the internet and the telephone sure does beat that piece of stone and the chisel, right? Where we used to have to write on.
That's right. Pretty
my darling, call next week. We're at the end of time, sweetheart.
Yes. Have a wonderful day, Carolyn, and be blessed.
You too, darling.
Bye.
Goodbye. Well, my friends, the time has come when we have shared. And it's time to say goodbye for now. And until the next time, this is Carolyn Evers. And remember what I say. Follow what you feel and trust your intuition. God bless you.